This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here to answer all your gardening questions, do everything we can to help you out. Now, we've had a lot of great questions today. A lot of great stuff going on out there. Some of the Christmas gifts we're getting, or some of the plants we've had for a number of years starting to have some issues. What can we do to fix it? So, definitely well worth re-listening to some of the show. You can always re-listen to the show on our, go to our website where it says, paulparent.com. It'll actually say, our podcast, and that podcast, you'll be able to listen to old, hours. You can even listen all the way back to, when my father was doing it, listen to some of his old shows. We do that here and there around here. While you're on the website, you can definitely join our newsletter to get some information weekly. Every Thursday it comes out about 7 a.m., so that's a perfect time to be getting it, reading some things, a lot of good info in those, usually timely. We work to get everything, the best that it can be. So definitely take a look at the newsletter. You can sign up for our newsletter all the way at the bottom of the home page. You can see where it says subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email address and we'll sign up. You could also email us. Our email's right on there. It's paulpgardenclub@gmail.com to show your desire to join our newsletter, and we can get you in there. There's also a spot where we can do some email. Drop us a line that way. So plenty of ways to get in touch. You can even go to our Facebook page, like us on Facebook, and then I get a lot of messages via Facebook that I try to answer as often as possible. But you can definitely get us there. We look to, for this season, to be adding more to our social media a little bit to get you with some information, show us what, show you what's going on with our families and what we do, with some good info. So, take a look there, to get some info. Now, earlier in the show, about like 8:15-ish, I started talking about native plants to add to the garden for your butterflies, for birds, and for pollinators, as such as your bees. And a couple of them, I just wanted to go back into that. There are 12 common natives, that they'll adapt to the life in a garden, but it will help bring butterflies, birds, bees, etc. There are a ton of different asters that are the perennial species, the New England aster, sky blue aster that you would know mostly in here. The black-eyed Susans, those would be good ones. The blue anise hyssop, which is also, you might know it as agastache. That's a really good one to bring in there. Blue, big blue flower, beautiful. The brown-eyed Susan. Calliopsis, which is a type of Coreopsis. Liatris. Many types of lupin. Purple coneflower. Sunflowers, the annual and the perennial, not just the annual, and yellow coneflower. Now, I'm getting a lot of this information from a book that I inherited from my father. It's from the editors of Birds and Blooms. Again, it's called Gardening for Birds, Butterflies, and Bees. Everything you need to know to create a wildlife habitat in your backyard. So this would be a great way to be thinking ahead, thinking about what you want to do for this season. And, you know, there's all these talks on the news or online. You know, we're losing this. We don't have this. Well, what can you do? Plant a garden to bring back the pollinators, to bring back those into the areas that you didn't have them. You know, bees, they make you nervous because they sting and a lot of people are allergic, but how good are they for our plants to continue growing? If you have a vegetable garden, they're so important to help pollinate there for you. Obviously, there are ways that you can pollinate, but you know it's not that easy. Our bees are doing that for us. There are insects that do that for us, our birds, etc. So planting a flower garden to really bring those into the yard. I think that would be most beneficial for something to do. You know, like I said, we see all these things all over everything, and, well, what can I do about it? What can I do about it? And, you know, well, I can't. Well, this is something you can do. So get out there and start to plan it. You know, maybe get a nice garden journal right now. Draw out some plans that you want to look at. Go online. Just look at native species or pollinator plants. You know, a lot of them are natives, and that's what we focus on, but there are so many others that you could be using. So do a little bit of research now, so later on, when it comes to the garden, you can go to your local garden center and say, I want these plants, and they'll know what's going on. You're looking to do a pollinator garden. A lot of them will actually have lists of pollinator gardening plants. So, you know, check out with your local garden centers early so that you can be ready and educated for it. So when you go in there, you can go in, find the plants, maybe find some companion plants, find some others, and get them growing in your house, in your garden. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley's in New Hampshire.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks for taking my call. My neighbor last year, she had two pots of Easter lily. And after the flowers died out, she was going to throw the plants away. But she decided that she would see if I wanted them. So I took them, and I just left them outside and watered them once in a while. And then when it started getting cold, I brought them in the house and put them down in my basement where it's quite, you know, nice. It's warm, but yet it's nice and cool. And I went down, and I watered them throughout the winter. And now all it was sticking up was three brown stalks from last year's flowers. And this year, I've got green plants coming up all over in the pot. Some are like 2.5 inches high. And I'm wondering what to do. If they're, now, each stalk, is that a plant, an Easter lily, or?
It definitely is.
Okay.
Each stalk, mm-hmm. They'll be together, but if you, sometimes when you buy an Easter lily, they'll have them as one plant per pot, or two,
right,
or three.
Uh-huh.
And so they've bushed out that way.
Okay.
At this point, since they're starting to show some growth,
yeah,
I would look at, getting some sort of fertilizer into them. The reason why I want you to put some fertilizer, even though, you know, in the colder months we usually don't fertilize.
Yeah.
This would help with some of that growth that it's doing right now to get you the plant coming up so that it can actually be ready, you know, to maybe bloom or get ready for March.
Uh-huh.
So, go ahead.
Okay, should I, would it be all right just to take them out of the pot when it's time to plant them and put them in the dirt up next to my house? I have a stone wall. And
yeah, you definitely could.
Okay.
Are you looking to try to push it now, or do you kind of want to let it go for a bit and then
No.
Once you're going to be putting it outside?
No, once I put it outside, but I was wondering what I should do now, just leave it as is, or?
Well, yeah, so you want to keep it cool. Uh-huh. You want to keep it the way it's being. When you plant it outside, It's you kind of actually want to plant it after it's flowered. Now, this is a different case because it's its second year with you. It's not, you know, the bulb, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually plant it at any time, but you want to get that so it's going to be cold hardy outside.
Okay.
So you're
going
to need to bring it outside during the day and bring it in at night in the cold temperatures.
Uh-huh.
There's a little bit more to it. I want to get to it after the break. I don't want to cut us off here.
Okay.
So hang tight, and we're going to be right back, and I'll give you more info on the Easter Lily.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Joyce in regards to the Easter lily that she had, we'll call it saved, to bring back another year, and it's starting to pop up some green at this point, and she wants to plant it outside in the spring when it's time to do it. So, like I was saying, we want to get the plant acclimated to really get it used to being outside in the spring. Usually, when it's blooming, when we forced it to bloom, it's too cold outside to put it in the ground. That's why I was saying before the break, you usually wait until after it's finished blooming to plant it. That's just one of the reasons, is just so it's safe enough to put it in the ground to go. So take a look at the temperatures and how they are. If it is warm enough to be putting outside and plant it, great. Get it out there while it's flowering. And like I was saying, fertilize it now to push some of the blossoms, to push, you know, some of the growth, not the blossoms itself. We want just an all-purpose fertilizer, like a 10-10-10, to push some of that growth to get it going a bit. You're not going to want to say, you know, that every 2 weeks, maybe do it once a month for the next 2 months, just to give it something to help push through that growth. And then once you get it outside, a couple things that you can be doing to get it to really establish itself outside. So once all the flowers have bloomed, prune the plant, remove any dead or dying blossoms, and you want to make sure you've put this in a bright indirect light, something where it's going to get that sun but not be full sun, if you know what I mean. When you plant it the same depth as the pot it was in. So you don't put it any lower, or you can put it maybe a little bit higher than the ground, but that way you're going to be able to get it the same way as if it was in the plant. put some mulch around it, water it in, and, you know, once you're starting to see brown leaves, trim those off as much as possible, because the brown on there, it's just its process going through. It's going, it's dying back so it can rejuvenate. You'll start to see more green leaves. You'll see more growth throughout the year. And then in the fall, that's when you would want to, not just the fall, late summer into the fall, that's when you would want to fertilize it to get it so that it will be able to store some of that energy for winter. When you put it outside, it might take until the next summer to bloom for the second time.
I see.
The plant goes through its the winter shock, right? So the winter, it's getting used to it. It's going to get that cold. Like, it's been inside before. So, you know, make sure that when you do plant it, when you do have it in the fall, insulate it with some mulch or something like that to keep the ground that same temperature versus, you know, the freeze-thaw effects. That could affect the Easter lily long term. So when you start to see the stems turn brown in the fall, just cut them down, and put, like I said, put mulch all around it. And then that next season, you'll get some rebloom in the summer. But right now, fertilize it a bit so it will give it something to help build it up for the spring. So you'll get those blooms this spring, hopefully.
I will get them. That's what I was wondering, you know, I replanted if I would get flowers this year or not. But.
Well, so you might get some flowers this spring based on it being in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility. If you start to see flower buds forming, at that point in time, I want you to hit it with fertilizer that has a heavier middle number, like a 5-10-5 or a bloom booster. If it's like a 10-20-10, something along those lines, that will push the blooms. When you're starting to see buds on a plant, that's when it wants the fertilizer the most to produce more blossoms, to really push it in growth. So that's when you'd look to fertilize the heaviest.
Okay. All right. I'll give all that a try and see what happens. So I hated to, you know, just have a throw it away. And
I understand.
If I could get it to blossom again. So, all right. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
You too, Joyce. And if it doesn't bloom this year, it should bloom next year. So good luck. And take a break. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in New York City patrolling Jewish neighborhoods after 5 people are stabbed in a knife attack at a rabbi's house. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio calling the attack in Rockland County horrific, but said the NYPD's deployed a visible presence around other Jewish houses of worship in the city since. An American astronaut making history aboard the International Space Station. NASA says Christina Cook of Grand Rapids, Michigan, broke the record yesterday for the longest spaceflight by a woman. She's been at the ISS for over 289 days in a row now, breaking a record set in the past by American astronaut Peggy Whitson.
Here on Earth, a powerful winter storm is dumping heavy snow across the plains, now barreling into the upper Midwest. Winter storm warnings posted from Colorado to Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we've got about a half hour left. Until that time, we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Natalie is in New Bedford, Mass.
Natalie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. I'll get right to it. I got a clipping from a philodendron plant.
Okay.
And it's nice. I put it in spring water, and it's got tons of roots already. I want to plant it in the house, but I don't know where to buy the soil.
Okay.
Can you buy soil at this time?
Oh, you definitely should be able to at a lot of your garden centers. Any local garden center down there should have it. You're looking, especially when you're starting, you're looking for more like a seed starting mix, something that's lighter.
Right, okay.
A lot of times they'll call it like a soilless mix.
Okay.
Okay. A seed starter is perfect for that. You want the plant to be able to push its roots out. And that's why you would want that lighter mix, okay?
Because I was thinking I'd just go outside and get some really great-looking dirt, but that wouldn't fit, huh?
Well, it would. The thing about it is, you know, it's going to have to warm up inside. The soil is itself. It's going to, because outside it's frozen. You put that in a plant right now, it's just all of a sudden going to just, like, shock it, right?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I would think about that one of not probably doing, myself. I think it's too cold. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I've been to Walmart and like Target, and they don't have any soil. But if I go to a garden center,
they should. And what I'm trying to do in the background here is see. There's some greenhouses in the area. There's one. I think it's called, I'm just double checking here, Klein Greenhouse.
Klein, okay.
Just supposed to be in, supposed to be in New Bedford, okay. Down there. It's at building 19, so that could be part of it.
Okay.
Trying to think. They're one of the ones that I've been looking at. You could also, is there, I think it's like a Roseland Nursery down there. I'm not sure
Roseland.
If that, Roseland, yeah. That's okay. In Acushnet. You could try going there.
How about Home Depot or anything like that?
They might have some in the areas where it comes to, like, indoor gardening, indoor grow-your-own types things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, you know, they're... They might have it. I'm not going to say they don't, because I don't have that answer. But, you know...
perfect light.
Yeah, local garden centers is the way to go because this time of year they're bringing seeds in for next season.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking to get next year's crops ready, so they're going to have that soil. You're looking for, like I said, a seed starter mix. That's going to be the best and lightest garden that soil.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your information, and I like your show.
Thank you so much, and thank you for calling, and hopefully we can help out more often. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Just taking a look at some of the local garden centers, you know, that are open up all winter and for the season. It's hard to find some that are out there, but you know, take a look. Go out there, see what they have growing in their greenhouses, and see what you can do to get ready for next year. You know, it's fun to go into the greenhouse this time of year. It's cold outside, but it's always warm in a greenhouse. That's the thing, you know, it's always going to be warm, and, you know, one of the things a lot of people say is it's always 70 inside a greenhouse. So, you know, down in that area, one another greenhouse that I was looking at could be, it's in Fairhaven, Mass. It's under the name Roxanne's Garden Center. If you go, if you see, you know, go online, you can get their information, but they should be open. Get you some help down in that area. Now, we do have a couple open lines to answer some of your gardening questions. It's 855-660-4261. Earlier in the show, I was talking about what to do with the Christmas tree at the end of the season. You know, what do you do with it other than drop it off at a local place, or some places have curbside pickup? Well, you can use it in the backyard. For a wildlife habitat, some birds will go in it to protect themselves. Some rabbits, small little animals like rabbits, will be in, can use it as shelter. So it does help with what's going on in the backyard versus just leaving them be. Obviously, they know how to survive, but this is just a little way to help them. It can be used as erosion control. That's right. It can actually be used to help with some lakes and rivers and even some beaches to with erosion control. It just helps hold the soil in place, etc. So that's a nice option for it. You can use it as mulch or in compost, but you're going to really cut it back and make it into smaller pieces. You don't necessarily have to go out and get the wood chipper, but you could throw it through the wood chipper. And then one of the things I was reading earlier today was you can use it as basically stakes for your pea shrubs, your pea plants, your veggies that you're going to be planting early out there. But one of the things that the peas like in regards to an evergreen branch is it's got so many different branches, so many different needle areas where it can climb onto and grab onto to grow up stronger and you know, get a little bit higher. You can build like a teepee out of them. Instead of going out and buying something new, you can use this. It'll also, you could use it as mulch right now to cover some of your plants. I talked about it a few times. I just yesterday cleaned up half of my, two-thirds of my yard with all the leaves. The other third, I was wondering, what can I do with it quickly? Maybe I'm going to throw it in the garden bed that's right next to the house to cover those plants up. Just give them a little bit extra insulation. You can do the same thing with the Christmas tree. Now, obviously, make sure the Christmas tree is real before you throw it outside. I have an artificial Christmas tree in the house. My wife is allergic to the balsam, so obviously we're going to have the artificial or lifelike tree in the house. But don't throw a fake one outside. You want to go with the real one. It can do a lot of different things for nature out there, so really just think about it. Before you just throw it out there to let it just sit. So, few things to be doing. Now, a few other things we can be doing. We were talking earlier about a stephanotis plant with one of our listeners here. And we wanted to add humidity to the soil. Now, there's multiple ways to do it, and I talk about it weekly because it is very important to have some of that humidity with your houseplants. Grouping them together so they can feed off of each other. And I don't mean physically feed. I just feed off the environment that they've created. Creating the humidity. Is it by misting? Or is it by taking a tray, filling it halfway with rocks, or more than halfway with rocks, and then filling the container, or filling the water just about right below how high the rocks are to have that water coming up and creating humidity. You can put them right underneath the pots themselves, just making sure that the water is not, it's, you know, covering the pot and the pot's just not sitting in it. Or you can create little dishes on your own and put those around your plants to create the humidity. So humidity is very important when it comes to a lot of the tropical houseplants that you're growing. That's why one of the reasons why they grow so well in a greenhouse. Because the other plants are giving off the humidity, it's warm in there. It just helps them grow and absorb some of the nutrients, absorb that moisture into the plant itself. So as much as we don't like the humidity in the summer, our plants love it. Our plants love humidity. The majority of them do, at least. There are some that are light humidity types. But your indoor house plants at this point would love it. So just something to be thinking about. One other thing we should be thinking about with our plants, we talked about it maybe 6 weeks ago. We've talked about it a few times since, but we were putting in a systemic houseplant granular into our soil when we brought our plants inside to get rid of some of the fungus gnats, the scale, the mites, etc. Systemically instead of spraying the plant. Well, it lasts about 6 weeks, so it's about that time to put it in again. Get it back into the soil so it will work again and continue to keep those plants out. So take a look at it. Depending upon how bad of a infestation you might have had or something along those lines, you might need to use a liquid form where you spray it too, like a neem oil, all seasons oil, or if it's some of those heavier bugs, you know, Captain Jacks, those would be ways to be looking at. So, you know, depending upon what's going on is how you would want to treat it. Now, a lot of your houseplants, I've talked about not fertilizing as much and letting it kind of go. I'd love to see you working some protolyzer into the soil. Using protolyzer into it, it's not a fertilizer. It's vitamins for the plant. It helps everything that's in there be more active and get to the plant that it wants, create a better root system long term. So getting them healthy and stronger now is going to be more beneficial, obviously, for future. With the protolyzer, you'd want to use it once a month at this point, unless your plant is stressed. If your plant is stressed out, then you'd want to do it every 2 weeks. But this protolyzer can be used all year, once a month, to help build those roots stronger. You get a bigger, better plant in the long term for it. So something to really look at going forward. Now, we have about 15 minutes left in the show, so we're wrapping things up, getting things a couple, you know, figured out here for the rest of the day. It's going to be warm out there today, but then into the storm that's coming with rain, sleet, snow, freezing rain, all the wonderful things that we don't want to hear about. You have some time today before it rains. The sun's going to be out about 43 to 45. You can finish up some of that stuff that you didn't get done. I went out yesterday, got as much as I could done, so you should get out there today if you can and really finish up. So do what you can to get out there. Bring the kids out there. That's what I did yesterday. I had both my girls out there. We stayed out for an hour cleaning, having fun, enjoying the outside, because soon it's going to be too cold, and we're not going to be able to go outside as much. So something to be doing. Today, before that rain comes, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll wrap up the show and figure things out. We'll be right back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Here in the last couple minutes here to wrap up the show, answer some things that we've talked about today. A lot of great stuff coming after the holiday. Hopefully everyone out there has enjoyed their holiday, enjoyed the holiday season at this time. I know I had a great time with family. Seeing my two daughters walk out and see the Christmas tree and see the Santa came was awesome. It was so much fun to watch. Those two little ones and getting them out there. They were up early, but they fell back asleep, thankfully. I got up at 7:30 on Christmas with a 4-year-old and a 22-month-old. Yeah, we're blessed. It was amazing. But they had a lot of fun. Hopefully you had as much fun as we did, getting to see family, getting to see everyone. Happy holiday season. Happy New Year coming up. We're a couple days away from 2020. What are you going to do in your garden going forward? What are you going to do to create and, you know, plan? And that's what we look to do this year, is plan for the spring. You know, make that one of your New Year's resolutions, to plan what you're going to do outside so you're not reacting, you're being proactive. Think about anything that could have happened, you know, last year during the season. Did the lawn have fungus? Did it have red thread? What can you do to prevent it? Because once it usually has red thread, unless you really eradicated it, it's going to come back. So what do we use? Do we use Infuse early, knowing that it's going to come and happen? Think about a couple of those things. Did we have issues with the lawn? get out there right early in the spring. Get a soil sample. Get your pH. Find out what else is going on there so you can add what you need to the soil early and have a successful growing season throughout the year. You know, what do you got to add? Do you have to have sulfur? Do you have to add compost? What do you need to do? You know, these are things you can find out early, getting them ready and preparing for the season. Now, there's so many other things that we could be doing at this time, getting, you know, seed catalogs, getting those ordered, looking into new newsletters to read. You know, we're after Christmas, so all those newsletters that had hundreds upon hundreds of ads, it felt like almost every 5 minutes, they're slowing down. We don't have them as much. Now you can get in to get some of those informative newsletters. You know, I still keep a few of them here. Obviously, our newsletter is awesome. I can't recommend it enough. I mean, it is written by my father, so it is awesome. So something to think at. We do have a call. We're going to get to him real quick. So Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in Vermont.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I have the place I take care of, and the moles have been baited from the neighbor. You have a product that advertises with you to get rid of moles, and it's quite a large lot. Can I just treat the area that the mole has invaded from, or do
you definitely can? There's a product called Mole Max from Bonide. Comes in a granular form. You can use it at this point if the ground's covered to push them away. What you want to do is, if you're seeing the tunnels in the ground, step on as much of it as possible to flatten them. Then, overnight, what will happen is the moles will kind of create little volcanoes. They'll erupt in the soil, and you'll know where they're active. That's where you put your Mole Max to repel them away and push them in those areas, to push them away from what you're looking to do. The one time you really want to do it is early spring, too, because that's going to help set the pattern for the year and keep them away from there. Because the early spring, they're coming out, they're trying to eat, and they're eating your roots. They're looking for grubs. They're looking for anything that's there. So you want to do it early spring as well.
Now,
if you want to kill them, you can use a product called Moltox. That is a liquid form that you put into the holes, and they will consume it and then die.
Okay, so the carcass stays below ground.
It does.
And where do the grubs come from? If it's a new problem that hasn't been in the neighborhood and one neighbor is just invaded with it.
Well, they could have come in some of the soil that somebody brought in. They could have been in a plant. They could have been in a number of things. And then they just grow over time and build that way.
And then the mole finds them. And then
exactly.
And when do they reproduce?
The moles are the grubs will reproduce all season. We're right up on it. I'll talk to everybody next week. Enjoy this week.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.